A group of wealthy Washingtonians has released a second soft-on-crime attack on Supreme Court Justice Charlie Wiggins. The TV ad debuted Wednesday, one day after a pair of high-profile Wiggins supporters denounced the attacks. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has the latest.
This new TV ad against Wiggins...
You saw him in the supermarket, in the park.
...hits him again for a decision he authored earlier this year in a search and seizure case. Wiggins sided with a man who was convicted of possession of child pornography. The ad goes on to tell viewers that man was recently rearrested in a sex sting involving a detective posing as a teenage girl.
When Charlie Wiggins plays politics, predators walk free, and our children pay a horrible price.
Now, the ad is sponsored by a political action committee led by former Senate Majority Leader Rodney Tom, who says Washington's Supreme Court lacks balance. Tom points to recent court decisions striking down voter-approved charter schools and a voter-approved two-thirds requirement for tax hikes as motivation for efforts to unseat an incumbent justice like Wiggins. But Tom says focusing instead on a criminal case works best in a short television ad.
You know, we're able to tell the story of how his poor judgment had really bad consequences in this case.
But a group of prominent Wiggins supporters is asking that the ads be taken down. Former U.S. Attorney John McKay and former Chief Justice Gary Alexander are among those who sent the letter to Tom and his wealthy funders. They say the soft-on-crime approach borrows tactics from some of the country's ugliest political moments. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.